Hey everybody, just really, really super quick before this episode, I would just like to say a very brief apology for the lateness of the episode. It's got pretty rough here in the last while about just kind of stuff. So thank you for bearing with us and thank you for listening. That's all well and good. There was a mix-up. The end of the last episode, there was a bit after that. And a bit before the start of this episode, where we just don't have the file anymore. There was some corruption, and now we just don't have it anymore. So there, I'm gonna explain what happened during that when we get into the recap. But that's just the breaks. It was literally 10 minutes. There was a funny joke, but I guess that's all in the past now. It doesn't really matter. And we're just moving forward, you know. Yes. So sorry about the late episode. Sorry about the just lack of content. Yes. Anyways, here's a second introduction.
Three,
What's up,
two, one, with
gamers?
Y.
Hey guys. All right, yeah. Hey everybody, this is Tin. You may know me from Dice Club. I'm here to we're, we've got some this is we got some stuff to talk about just briefly
You're
to
all in trouble.
acknowledge. You're yes
Have a
we
seat.
need to we need to talk.
We need to talk.
It, we're
This is
not
getting a little bit
angry.
out of hand.
We're just disappointed.
Yeah.
We don't love you any less.
Exactly. I am
In
angry.
ourselves.
So, the rest of them aren't,
Oh.
but I'm angry.
I'm
Watch out,
furious.
fucker.
I'm angry and disappointed.
I'm
No.
angry,
All right.
but I'm not
Whoa.
disappointed.
Let's do this.
First order of business. What happened to my voice? Hey, this is me, Birdie, or Duck, as they may have called me in early episodes. My voice sounds different because I was on testosterone. Whoa, now you know.
Wait, did you stop? Are you still on testosterone?
I stopped for a bit.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
Also,
Anything
remember
else,
me?
gamers?
My name's a number, but my name is also a food.
Whoa.
This is like a riddle.
I also go by
Egg can
Eggie.
go through the green glass door, but 57 cannot.
Real. Yeah, so if I am ever referred to by either 57 or Eggie, chill. Hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah. Some of
Yeah.
y'all have been calling me like Moss stuff. My name's Rain, but I have like 50,000 names,
Oh,
so
true.
if it's like nature related, that's probably mine.
If some of us say like a word that sounds like,
If one of us says like a
I don't know, there's a
random
whole brand of.
noun and it's not an
If we
established
say,
name, then it's probably Rain.
so
Yeah.
if we say like a word that sounds like it would be associated with like a light purple, and then Rain responds, it's probably one of Rain's names.
Yeah.
The
Just like
secret
list them
is.
all off really quickly.
Do it
Oh
right
God,
now.
yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Rain, moss, river, violet, lilac, trinket, knick-knack, tadpole, dew, groak, QWERTY. I think that's all of them.
There were
That's
like
so
three that I
slay.
didn't know in there.
That's
We don't even
fine.
know Rain's names.
So slay. It's
I
in the
think that's
Enigma.
all of them. But it's like the main ones are like Rain, moss, QWERTY, groak. I feel like those are the kind of big ones. But like
Nice.
Rain, moss, those are the most common ones. So yeah. We are like the most confusing podcast.
Well,
I'm
no,
gonna
you guys are the
in
most
post it'll
confusing.
be
Half
great.
of you
Yeah,
are the
you
most
guys are the
confusing podcast.
confusing
I have
ones.
one name, Gabs has one name, Tin has one well, Tin uses one name on the podcast.
I use one name on the podcast.
Yeah. Cool.
Doing
I
great.
don't have
Yay.
anything else to bring up, I don't think.
Sweet.
To be fair, I primarily use one name also. It's just that that was not the one I used when we started the
That's true.
podcast, so that's fun.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, thanks for not
Thank you,
being
podcast.
balls of hate. We love you.
Woo!
We love you.
All right, episode
you
time.
Personally, you specifically.
Episode
you,
episode.
You specifically. I
shout out
love
to you,
you romantically, and I've held this in for a really long time, and it's really nerve-wracking for me to say
on
it.
On to the episode.
But I want to marry
on to the
you.
Episode.
You know who you are. DM me.
Welcome, welcome. It's been a while. Last time, our brave imprisoned adventurers spoke with a strange woman named Kazuka, who talks about what an awful guy Kairos is. Shortly after, he tells them about how to escape their prison cell, which was something she'd thought about for a long time, apparently. They end up leaving the cell after the passionate death of a wooden board, and they retrieve all of their stuff, including Kazuka's old right-hand man, Demetrius. The seven of them head down a sewer grate, where they were met by a huge rat named Remy, and after some quick magic, Meadow convinces Remy to guide them out of the sewers. Let's see what happens next.
So, the seven of you now are, you're following Remy through this hallway. He's running pretty fast, and it's I would say a little bit difficult to keep up with him, because a large portion of him is actually under the water, and it's kind of dark, but Kazuka's leading the way with a torch, so you don't really have a lot of issues there. And then he just keeps going straight down this tunnel and passes a branching tunnel to your right, and then another branching tunnel to your right before he stops, and ahead of you is another rat.
Another friend? Oh my god.
I love me more rat.
Meadow, talk to them,
I think the speak with animals spell is still like there, right?
Oh hell yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know if it works for just all animals.
Can you talk to this guy too, please?
I don't know. I am trying to check. It just says beasts, so yes, I can understand this rat as well. Assuming that it's still in duration, but yeah.
It lasted like 10 minutes, right?
Hmm.
It lasts like 10 minutes.
Hold on. 10 minutes.
There's no way that 10 minutes has passed.
Yeah. Exactly.
And also, we're not going to worry about mechanics that much.
Totally not. I was going to kind of cut you off at the pass the second you touched that book. But,
I just wanted to read my spell description, Tim.
Sure. You hear the rat in front of Remy say, hold on, get out of the way. I'm gonna beat these guys. I'm gonna eat them. And then Remy's
don't eat us, please. We're friends.
Whoa. I know what you're saying. And Remy's like, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy, dude. It's crazy. These guys are cool. They're fine, bro. And he's like, what? And then the rat in front of you runs away into a small, like, crack in the wall that is next to you on the left. And Remy keeps going.
Before we leave again, when the rat crawls back into the hole, Ren just reaches out a hand, is like, "No, farewell, friend."
Ren, lover of rats.
So true.
Rat boy. Stinky sewer boy.
What the fuck, Tin?
So Remy continues on. Scurrying Ren along
me?
Really quickly. What was that?
Ren me. Oh my god.
That's the ship name.
It's perfect.
The ship, oh my god.
A boy and his rat.
That's so true.
Meadow, can you try to convince him to be your pet again?
That Ren cannot talk to the rat.
Meadow, can you convince him to be our pet again, please? I he's so
I don't know. I am pretty good with animals, right? Right, Saradin?
What do you mean?
I'm pretty good with animals. You know, rats and rat-like things.
Rodents.
I guess. I mean, you really like the squirrels in the forest? I don't know.
I'm talking about you, you dumb motherfucker. That's not canon. She did not.
Saradin squares the fuck up.
No.
Alright, so if we're done there, Remy continues onward and...
Oh wait, can I tie my rope around Remy like a little leash?
Oh my god.
He is running. Like, he has.
Can I catch her?
Are you trying to make this?
You can make a...
What do I need to roll? Sleight of hand?
Not sleight of hand. I guess athletics to try to catch up with Remy.
Acrobatics.
You are going to make this rat attack you. You are going to make this rat attack you.
15? Yeah, this is not 15? Typically how I approach befriending
animals. You catch up to him. You're there. You're with the rat now.
Hey, little buddy. This will be really cute. I fucking promise. And I tie my rope around him like a little leash.
Make an animal handling check.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
All right. Oh, boy. 13?
Okay. You approach Remy with a rope, just in both hands, saying something that he's got no idea what it is.
Yeah, he does not understand you.
Because he doesn't get what your words. And as you bring
Meadow,
the rope...
Meadow, can you tell him I'm chill?
As you bring the rope...
I do not tell him that you're chill.
...to... question, he jumps away from you and scurries into another hole in the wall like the last one.
Damn it.
Can we fit in the hole?
Do we fit in the hole?
You certainly don't. It's like a, do you know in like Tom and Jerry how there's like mouse holes?
Yeah.
It's like that, but like this, like the size of this rat.
Okay.
This is so sad.
Shit.
Well,
maybe
you
I shouldn't have tried
again.
To leash the rat.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Wow.
Maybe
if only someone would have protested when you said you would.
With our only guide in these sewer tunnels. Great job.
It's good okay, one. Ren. Don't beat yourself up about it. Remy will remember us forever, and we shall do the same for him.
I just wanted a friend.
Yeah, I'm well, I don't Ren typically make friends by tying them up. I don't know what method that is.
I asked you to tell him I'm chill.
Yeah, and I didn't, because I didn't think it was particularly chill of you.
No.
Demetrius just goes,
Oh, I forgot he was here. Yeah.
Demetrius goes, well, that was certainly something. I would suggest that we move past this inconvenience and I guess keep going the way that he was going.
One does not simply move past loss. Give Ren some time to reminisce about his relationship with this rat. We all love this rat, please. Just give us a second. I know this sewer smells really, really badly. But we all miss Remy. Please.
No, it's okay. I can carry on. I can carry on, Venus.
Are you sure? Are you sure, Ren?
The love of Remy will carry me on in my heart.
If you say so. I'm so proud of you.
Maybe you shouldn't have scared him off.
You know what?
Hey, you know what?
You've really lost a lot today, Ren. First a wooden board, then a rat. It's just been downhill all day.
It has, you know.
It sounds hard.
Yeah, it is a shame that you could not get a small piece of Remy and put him in your pocket.
Now that's an idea.
No, Demetrius just goes. We should maybe just keep going, I think.
Agreed.
Yeah, I want to get out of the sewer.
Kashika leads on in the direction that Remy was headed.
Let's go.
Okay. Go.
You can all continue onward And Kajuka kind of stops after a little bit and like moves her her torch around just to kind of like get a view of the area, and she points up at the ceiling where there are fungal growths starting to like line the walls. She says,
No, these are what are known as bell shrooms, I believe. I'm not well versed in the study of mushrooms. I do not even know what that word is called, but I do think that we should tread very lightly around them.
Why? If you say so.
continues, but like tiptoes.
Why? Why are we?
And you
why?
Can almost hear the like the
mycology.
Beep, 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 beep.
It's the study of
mycology.
Mushrooms. Yes.
It's the study of mushrooms. I figured it was gonna have something of that, something like that. But
our college.
Communism.
All of you make.
Oh God.
I love making checks.
I guess
so
stealth.
Good at rolling.
Stealth checks.
Stealth checks. That's not good for me.
Oh, I'm actually good at stealth.
Where are my stats?
I'm
what are we
still
checking for?
22.
Like what? Like what are we doing here?
Moving.
Like just how good 12. We can get through these mushrooms.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got an 8.
That's not great.
A nat 20 plus 5, and I'm also just sitting on Meadow's shoulders still. So really,
you're really stealthy, and I'm not. So I don't know how
you're
doing that.
Absolutely silent.
Mm-hmm.
What did you get, Gabs?
I got an 8.
Oh.
That's
and
all.
Rain?
Hold on, I'm adding it up right now. I did get a 2.
Oh, okay. Feeling better about myself.
Stealth is minus 1, so I got a 1.
Okay.
Oh,
no.
I'm second best.
No.
I was not expecting that.
Alright, so...
me and Ren and Saradin with our super high above 20 rolls, like
where'd
Demetrius
they go?
And Kajuka, they move forward with relative ease, and they kind of wait for you guys on the other side. Ren, you also are in. You're with them as they cross. Meadow and Saradin and Venus and Marsh, you all kind of just go, and Saradin, you're absolutely silent, like lips sealed, threw away the zipper, and
threw away the zipper,
not the key.
Yeah, just broke it off and threw it away,
but silently
and
threw it to the ground.
Exactly. Well, except you didn't, because you held it, because that would make sound, and you don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And but Meadow does. So,
is there any way my roll could help?
You're on
Meadow
my shoulder.
I don't.
I, know, but...
I really don't.
What do you
like,
have your hands
to,
over my mouth?
Rolled
like
some great rolls.
I
are
just
you?
Ratatouille.
Okay.
Oh my god!
I'll give advantage because of that. Meadow roll again.
It's another 12.
All right, so,
Meadow's like, why are you doing that?
I'm like, ouch.
So the four of you kind of just are going through with basically no change. Marsh is, like, just sprinting, making splash noises, going full bore. And as you, like, cross underneath these outcropping mushrooms, they release.
Yeah!
They. Why is that?
Wait,
yeah.
That's good.
Oh no, this is a good.
This
thing.
Is really interesting to me.
Okay. They release. Hold on, my page is not big enough.
Just tell me how much
words.
Damage I'm losing.
Marsh is completely fine with this.
Make a Constitution saving throw, all four of you.
Oh boy.
Okay, hold on.
11.
Oh, thank God.
Constitution 7 throw? Constitution?
I got a 10. That's a 15.
I got a 9, and my great, great south apparently won't help me at all.
No,
so.
No, it won't.
This is why you don't ride on people's shoulders.
As you walk through this cloud of spores, meadow and marsh, you can feel it like kind of tingling on your skin, but it doesn't really do much against you.
I take like a deep breath in, like?
Why?
You want to breathe the spores?
I just kind of want to see what it does.
Dumbass.
No. So you wanna. You want to, like, decide to fail this saving throw?
Sir. Oh, I didn't know that's what that was doing. Okay, never mind. I'll wait a little
bit. Yeah, maybe wait a little bit.
I thought since I saved it, like, it would affect me, but I'd be fine.
That's not how affecting you works.
All right.
Saradin and Venus?
Yeah.
As you pass through, you slowly start to just hear static, and then nothing, and you are now deafened.
Ruh-roh. Dust?
So you two cannot hear.
Again? Oh my god.
Saradin and Venus.
Cool.
So should I deafen on the call?
No.
that would actually be fun.
He's considering it.
I can see him considering it.
No, because I'm giving you details that you can see.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
You can't.
Maybe you need to mute all of us, like the other players.
Yo. But what if I, like, hand motion?
No, we'll just do stuff.
You can just pretend that things are happening. Like role playing, as if it was a role playing game.
Oh my god, I'm role-playing in the role-playing game?
This bit is great. Let's move on.
I can't hear any of this.
All right.
What?
As you are saying, more spores come out of it, but you're well past it now. So, Kazuka says, we should maybe avoid those in the... Oh, dear lord.
What's going on?
Question.
Venus, are you okay?
Saradin,
what? I run over to Venus and I shake her shoulders.
Saradin? I, like, yank their arm.
Venus
like,
is
hello?
Screaming, but I'm not going to do that audibly.
Very worried by this because they're used to having pretty good hearing as a possum folk. So they're just kind of, like, panicked, like, looking around, like, looking at Meadow, like, trying to figure out what's going on. Can anyone hear me? What's happening?
I'm like nodding, like I can hear, like pointing, gesturing to my ears, like I'm fine, like doing a very poor job at communicating.
I was
communicating,
probably covering your ears when we went through, huh?
I have a question.
I have an answer.
Could I potentially take one of these mushrooms without it affecting me?
How would you take it?
I would grab it.
Do you have vials?
Like put it in
just,
a jar?
So you just be carrying it around?
Has some vials.
I would grant you that if you want to try to make that constitution save again.
I have an herbalism kit. Okay, sure.
Okay, I'll let you include it as part of that.
Do I have advantage because I'm using my herbalism kit and I get advantage on rolls like that since I'm professional?
Sure, but you're gonna have to make as you grab it, it releases spores. So you're gonna need to make, or as you approach it, it releases spores.
Okay.
So make a constitution saving throw.
With advantage? I did get an 18 first roll.
Okay. All right. Then it passes, and as you grab it. You're going to have to make another constitution saving throw.
Wonderful.
Damn.
That's a 22.
Ayo.
Okay. Was that a natural 20 or a plus 3?
Plus 3. Plus,
okay. You.
You still take damage.
Well, yeah, because it's a saving throw. You take half as much.
I'm a pretty big guy. I can.
You take 3 damage. 3 poison damage.
Ah, that's fine.
Wait, did me and Venus take damage too?
That's not a third of my health.
No, that was after Marsh had like grabbed it.
I love how me and Saradin have like maybe permanently lost our hearing, and Marsh's first thing to do is just, I'm gonna grab this.
Seems useful.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, Ren is still grabbing Venus's shoulders and like, are you okay?
Ren, I cannot hear you right now. I cannot hear anything. This is like crazy. I can't hear a thing you're saying.
As you're saying that, slowly and gradually, you can start hearing yourself say that again.
Yo, this is crazy. I can hear myself again. This is crazy.
Well, this is crazy. I can hear Venus again.
Yeah. Oh. My god, so my touch is healing. I'm magical.
Oh my god.
You're no longer deafened. But you can tell it lasted about a minute.
Wow.
Red, woo, you are a miracle. Thank you so much. I don't know what I would ever do without you.
Can you hear again, too?
Thank you. I always knew there was magic deep down inside of me.
Hey, Saradin.
Oh, my God.
Time to switch classes.
My mom was a cleric. I knew.
I am a cleric.
What?
OMG.
Whoa. Whoa. I'm your mom.
Wait.
Bonkers.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
What?
Stop. This sure is some character development.
Whoa, guys, sure, am I your mom?
How old is everybody's character? Because I don't think we've established that yet.
Not
you're gonna have to say what that means in possum years, my man.
Yes, Saradin's 8, but for possum folk, that's like an old teenager.
Okay.
Like 17-ish.
Okay.
So.
Meadow is 18, yeah. And human, so 18.
Nice. I didn't hear anybody else's. I heard Ren say 19.
Ren is 19, which is 19 in Half Elf. So, get tongued on.
I don't really know how Tiefling years works, but Venus is like late 30s, early 40s.
Cool.
MILF age.
Yeah.
Old.
Literally, MILF. I didn't think this through when I designed the character, but definitely the oldest, and I don't know why I'm here.
Just hanging out with a bunch of teens.
Someone needs to be the parent figure. It's fine.
Exactly. I'm definitely the one to be it.
Marsh is 19, and I don't remember whether that was 19 in Fearbold years or in human years. And I don't
we'll
really
treat them
feel
as
like
the same thing. It doesn't matter. Yeah. We're not like,
I don't feel like
we're not deep within the Forgotten Realms lore. Like, it doesn't really matter.
I think we established that it was 19. Yeah. What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Doesn't
just
matter. Yeah. Don't matter.
Great.
Glad we've taken this break to establish those 5 episodes in.
I'm glad that we've done this.
Better late than never.
Six episodes into the podcast.
6 episodes.
Yeah.
In,
hey, but, it's been half a year. You want to know how old we are?
Oh yeah. Hey guys, it's June. Happy Pride, everybody.
Hey guys, it's been 6 months. Anyway,
it is June. Happy Pride.
Oh my God! Wait.
Happy Pride.
Oh my God. Have a good summer, everybody.
Oh my God! Happy Pride Month.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I'm so glad you're celebrating, guys, listening to this podcast in Pride Month. All of our characters are trans. Not all of them. Most of our characters are trans.
I'd
say, like, I'm not sure that it's not all of them.
Kazuka is moving you along now again, and you two have your hearing back.
This is poggers.
No!
What is this weird thing, Saradin?
No, poggers is deep slang in the world. It's in my book that I wrote.
You've
about
written like the
world.
Whole etymology Come of the word and everything, because like
Tinfold.
Obviously it can't have the same
what is it
origin
pog
as poggers
in
does in our world.
Yeah, what
yeah,
is pog?
Why
in
is it called pog?
This is a horrible
what's the etymology?
What's
the
a pog in
pog?
This world?
Poggers in your word, Tin.
Well, you see, a pog is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there are, there's,
mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
You see. So, you know, So you know Platypi?
Yes. Piss of giants.
Yeah.
So Platypi. Sometimes they get conditions where they just grow and they grow and they grow and they don't stop here. So Pug is actually an acronym, and it's P colon O G, and it's platypus overgrown.
An overgrown platypus.
Wow.
Poggers the overgrown platypus.
And but like people like so like because they're really profitable. Or is the platypus market is insanely lucrative.
Do they milk platypus milk like the equivalent of cow's milk in this world?
Which is of course called the Tin Marillion.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, it's platypus milk is basically the same as cow's milk, but it's like a little bit more. But there is both.
Oh my god!
It's like more luxurious.
Oh my god!
Is it like that in the first world, or is it in the first world right now?
You wouldn't know, would
you? I know that this is a comedy D&D podcast, but there's a lot of comedy and not very much D&D happening right now.
You started this. You asked.
You started this.
You started.
You asked.
It's the consequences of my actions. Damn it. Not again.
Hey, everybody. It's Tin. Here, back with some ads. You know the drill at this point. Well, maybe you don't. It's been a bit. But yeah. Want to give a big thanks to Dax Zeridan on Reddit for letting us use the homebrew race for Possum Folk for Zeridan. It's great. He's great. Check him out. We've got a bunch of social medias and. You should check those out too. The promo art for this episode was absolutely phenomenal, made by our very own Gabs. It is probably going to be on all of our social medias. You can check those out at linktr.ee/diceclubpodcast. The first letter of each of those words is capitalized. I don't know if the website is case sensitive, but just in case. Yeah. So there's all that. If you like the show, you could tell a friend about it. That would be absolutely fantastic. We have no way of getting bigger if you aren't doing that. That's just the only way that there is to do it. So help us help you get more episodes where something like this doesn't happen again, where we miss a bunch of months. Speaking of missing a bunch of months, we kind of talked about how it was Pride Month because we record these a bunch ahead I think we recorded this one in like January, but maybe even December. I don't know. It's been a long time, but yeah. I hope your Pride Month was great, but that wasn't this month. So sorry about that. Yeah. Hope you're all doing great, and enjoy the rest of the episode. Okay, so Kajuka, leads you all down the hallway, and you reach an intersection where one path goes left and one path goes right, and there's no forward. What are you doing?
I want to investigate.
Great. That's spooky.
I don't want to follow them or anything. I just want to like take a quick look in both of them and see if I can see anything that would help. So that's investigation, I suppose.
Yeah. Ask you to do two investigation checks.
Okay. One of them is a 14, and the other one is a 15.
All right, so basically the same thing. So,
yeah.
Okay, on the left, you can kind of hear a little bit of, like, scurrying and water splashing, but very faintly. But it doesn't seem like it's from too far away. And on the right, you can hear absolutely nothing.
Okay, so I think there are rats down the left. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because, like, I'm assuming you guys could tell from when I said, no, don't eat us, but they did suggest eating us earlier, and I don't think I can speak to them anymore. And there's nothing down the right, but that could also be bad. I don't know. That's, yep.
Hmm. So. Well,
we got rats, and we got no rats.
So.
That's all the information I can give you.
I vote no rats is my personal vote, because I'm not very interested in eating or fighting a bunch of large rats, so.
Maybe there's just a nice sunny exit on the right with no rats.
As much as I love rats, I didn't have very much luck with Remy. And I don't think I want to kill a bunch of rats. So let's go down the non-rat path.
I agree. This is good. This is a good path.
And
I really do keep forgetting that she's
Yeah, I just gotta keep, like, talking as her.
Yep.
Because Demetrius is also there, but he's not very verbal, because there's five of you, and you guys can talk.
Are you kidding me? You guys forget about Demetrius and Kajuka, my best friend.
You forgot the name for
a second. I link arms with them. I link arms with them, and I skip them.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go down the non-rat path. The non-rat path. That was surprisingly difficult.
Non-rat path?
As you move down the non-rat path, you can... Meadow, you kind of are, like, trailing behind a little bit. And where you heard the scurrying, you now hear it a little bit louder. And...
Uh-oh. Oh, great.
Then a little bit louder.
Guys, I think the rats are coming.
And a little bit louder.
I don't know why I said that as if I'm the only person who could possibly be hearing it. I'm like, just in case the rest of you can't hear, rat.
I think that we should go faster.
Yeah, you know, you can never be sure.
Can we run, folks? Can we run away from the rats? Guys?
I'm sprinting.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, so you sprint.
Me too.
You reach another intersection where you could either keep going straight or turn left.
Shit.
Oh my god. No.
Is anyone else going to investigate or like...
Ren seems to be leading the charge on this one.
Okay, I'll investigate. My minus one. I got an 11.
Forward, you can hear nothing, but to the left, you can hear the sound of rushing water.
Do we want water
another
or sidewalk?
Water pool?
We were trying to find a way out,
oh,
right?
What's better?
And if we can hear rushing water, we were trying to find
well.
A way out, right? And if it's running out of the sewer, like into a lake or wherever the fuck they're dumping their sewer water, I don't, maybe?
Okay, this is true.
Climb through someone's
this
toilet.
This is true. Let's go. Water.
Water.
It could be a
All right.
big waterfall.
You continue
Fire.
Onwards.
Air.
And... Completely lost my train of thought. Oh, I should maybe be looking at my notes.
Water.
Okay, so you... Alright, so essentially nothing. So you move down this path, and the sound of rushing water gradually gets a little bit louder until you reach a wall in the middle of the path. And there aren't any other... There aren't any other pathways or tunnels leading off the sides, and it's confusing until you realize that you can see through the wall a little bit. Like, a little bit. Like, there's holes in it.
The fuck?
Kind of.
Oh,
like
I thought you meant it was, like, transparent. Oh. I was like...
There's gaps in it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. What do we see through
Glass
it?
Glass walls in my sword.
Oh, also, as you've been moving through this, the walls have been gradually... becoming more and more, like, covered in fungus.
Mm.
Oh, I love that.
What can we Great. See through the wall that we can see through?
You can't.
What?
Well,
just,
you
like,
can
light?
Make a check.
Okay, I want to make a check.
Okay, can I do an investigation check?
Alright, Saradin, investigate.
Okay, that is a 17.
Well, that's
okay,
better.
With the 17, you can see that there is, through the gaps, you can see just darkness. And you can't really tell... what's past it, but You can also tell that this wall in front of you, it's not coated in fungus. It is composed of fungus.
Oh. Mm. Ew. Gross.
Oh. Gross.
Can we cut cool. through it?
To be clear, that wasn't Ren saying gross.
I feel like that's a bad idea.
He
that's
would never risk. Be disgusted.
As I said it, I realized it was a bad idea.
You can also, with your investigation, as you're investigating, you can hear the splashing sounds coming from behind you in the tunnel.
Fuck.
Oh, shit.
This is so cool.
Well, that's a bit of a trap, great. Isn't it?
So we're at a dead end?
Sure.
Unless we want to go into the forest.
Sort of.
Yeah, because that went great last time.
Mm-hmm. Do we knock down the fungus wall?
That seems like a really fast way to take a lot of damage.
I've opposed to yonder worse. Fungus wall.
I think I can take it.
I mean, he does have a
giant
hammer,
guys.
So,
you do remember that when you disturb the fungus, it like releases. Like, it wasn't great the last time we disturbed the fungus.
Could we make? Masks?
Is this the same fungus?
The fungus that was releasing things. You've been moving like past a lot, like the fungal wall, this whole time, but the stuff that was releasing spores was like toadstools that were like jutting out of.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And these are not those.
And this is not that.
This is not that. This is just like.
Well, yeah. Then let's smash the hammer. Let's go.
Let's go. Okay. I'm gonna.
Hey, Marsh. Do you want to investigate those mushrooms with your proficiency?
Everybody, hold your breath. I guess. Can I smash?
Dice plus. Can I smash? And like block all of my airways, and then you can do whatever you want. And I start backing.
Make a strength check.
Okay. 21.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. You take a swing with your maul, and it's perfectly placed because you don't knock down the entire thing because that would be really weird if you did. But you, with your swing, knock out a hole big enough for everybody to fit through.
Yeah.
Woo!
Okay, let's go.
Whoa. What's on the other side?
Good job.
Anything happen?
As you walk through, the torchlight enters this chamber, and you can see that everything is covered in fungus.
Do we still hear the rushing water? Oh. Like ahead?
You can from ahead of you. Everything around you is completely covered in fungus. There are multiple different looking mushrooms jutting out of the ceilings and the walls. And there are kind of strands of fungus that are like kind of jutting across and like draping through the upper area of the room. And it is interesting that there's not much water, like your feet is on the ground, and your feet are on the ground, I should say, and there's not like a layer of water here, like the fungus wall was stopping that.
Interesting.
You can also see about 10 feet in front of the fungal wall that you broke through, you see another fungal wall.
Well, this doesn't seem very practical at all.
Do you just want to keep breaking through the walls, I guess?
I'll see what else there is.
Yeah. Is there any way we can, like, close this wall back up to keep the rats out, I guess? No.
I don't know what that would be.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to say, all right, this is the thing you need to do to stop the rats from coming in.
Yeah. Is there anything... I don't know. Let me investigate.
Use your minus one.
Oh my god, I rolled a 15.
Number
15. OMG.
I rolled a 15.
Dice Cup sewer fungus. The last thing you'd want Number in your 15. Dice Cup episode is someone's sewer fungus.
That is a funny joke. 15 plus anything or no?
Well, it was a 16 minus one, so.
Oh, okay. So, with your 15, you don't really see anything around the room that will, like, help you block up the hole in the wall that you've made, but... You do see on the floor, towards the wall, kind of embedded into the fungus, you see a piece of cloth. But it's kind of covered with the wall of the fungus, so you can't really see what it looks
like. I go try to pick it up, I guess.
Make a strength check.
Oh boy.
Come on.
16.
Okay. You easily can just like pull it off of the wall, and as you do, you realize that a lot of the fungus that's on it just kind of crumbles off of it, and you look at it and you realize that it is a tapestry.
Ooh.
And it's like it's kind of scarf shaped, so like the first part of it you can see this like intricate like detailing of 7 figures, and then a mountain, and then a bridge, and then 6 figures, and then an arch, and then 5 figures, and then a pile of sticks, and 6 figures, and then what looks like another arch and 7 figures, and then some mushrooms.
Hmm?
Oh,
and as you're looking at this, kind of bewildered, you realize that you can see through the hole in the wall that you've made, there are 6 rats, but they all look somewhat decomposed.
Oh.
And a brilliant orange light is coming through their decaying bodies.